The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here it is, July 9th, 2020. I'm James Kelso in this live broadcast of the Trump Phenomenon. And thank you for being here. You can call in at 800-313-9443 at any time during our brief hour together, trying to recap some of the things that the greatest president of your, my, or anyone else's lifetime has done in the last 24 hours. And it's been an amazing 24 hours. I look at the things I do myself during a day, and I, you know, I marvel at how nothing what I manage to do during a day is compared to the enormous contribution to our future that this one man makes every day. So let's take a look at on his Twitter account. Another 100,000 people signed up as followers, 83.1 million of us now. Listen to what he says here. He says, we have a totally, now, you know, we've all gotten used to this. So when I read it, you go, yawn, big deal. It is a big deal. We've heard this only from this one man, no one else in our lifetimes. Every sentence, every inflection, every bit of logic that you're hearing from Donald Trump, you have not heard before from anybody. And, well, let's see what he has to say today. We have a totally corrupt previous administration. Okay, right there. You've never heard anything like that. That went to 83.1 million people and many more who aren't signed up as followers, including a president and vice president who spied on my campaign and got caught. So he right there, he is pointing his finger directly at this puke Barack Hussein Obama and his co-puke, Joe Biden, two criminals. And I don't see it in this particular tweet, but in a moment that he had there in the Oval Office, or in the White House, rather, he was speaking to the cameras, and he made the point that this is the greatest political crime in American history. And the word, the adjective political doesn't need to be on there. It's the greatest crime in American history. Political doesn't attenuate the meaning of the word crime. It is the greatest crime in American history, perpetrated by Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And now listen to what the president says. And got caught. And nothing happens to them. Nothing. Zero. Not a thing. Not just... let that percolate through the empty spaces of one's mind. What? What? Nothing happens to them? What's going on? Greatest crime in American history. That means the greatest crime in American history. That means worse than murders, worse than mass murder, worse than serial murderers, worse than any crime in American history. And nothing happens to them. More happens to you if you do a rolling stop at an intersection or a rolling stop on a right turn. The crime was taking place even before my election. Everyone knows it, and yet all are frozen stiff with fear. Look at what the president has said there in this little tweet. More has said there than I will say in any, you know, any number of shows, months of shows. He has said more in this one half of a paragraph. Everyone knows it. And yet all are frozen stiff with fear. There it is. He's painted the full picture. That's where we are, folks. That's where we are. And some of the inference from that, from what the president just said, is America may be over. The truth of what the president just said right there is such that one of the implications, arguably, is that America is over. Freedom is over. Our people are over. Now, let's go on with the tweet. He says, now there's a little bit of a missing word or something here, maybe, in the tweet. He says, I'm not sure which, some of these tweets go in order, so I don't know which one is first. He says, this is about prosecutorial misconduct. We catch the other side spying on my campaign, the biggest political crime and scandal in U.S. history, and nothing happens. But despite this, I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years, and more than any other president in their entire terms. He's done it in 3.5 years. I'm sure that's what he meant, because he said it that way before. So we get that, you know, there's more of the picture there. No one has committed more crime against any president. No president has endured more corruption, more persecution. And yet he's accomplished more than any other president. Now, let's take the syllogism further. And, you know, so we have two premises there. He's endured more. He's accomplished more. And now what's the conclusion? He's going to lose on November 3rd. The American people, in which we have all of our hope is placed, are not going to reelect him in spite of those first two premises. Whoa. If Joe Biden is elected after that, and it gets worse, folks, not only it's not just that Donald Trump endured persecution by the previous administration, Joe Biden. He's actually running against, I mean, it's like you can't make this up. He's now pitted against, as his opponent, the very same bastard, the very self-same Joe Biden, the very same criminal, the very same felon, traitor, is now the actual candidate that he will face in 2020, is now facing. Out of 330 whatever, how many Americans actually were born here, let's say out of 250 million Americans. We get this, the dog returns to its barf. And we have Joe Biden himself. I mean, this is, you know, Rod Serling material. My impersonation there, my impression of the Twilight Zone theme. We're in the Twilight Zone. This is mind-boggling. Okay, let me read more. He says, he's now referring, he's talking about the idiot Supreme Court, which today did not have the balls, the intelligence, or the integrity to make a clear ruling that no, a piece of garbage like Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi may not demand, legally demand all the papers, all the records, all the private matters of a president. And persecute and torture, bedevil the president. The founding fathers would never have settled this. What's wrong with you, Neil Gorsuch? What's wrong with you, Kavanaugh? What's wrong with all of you? It's clear. Go to hell, Adam Schiff. Go to hell, Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi. Leave the president alone. We elected him. We don't need you little punks and pukes, you little bags of crap in Congress. We don't need you dragging our president down, making it impossible for him. Well, for a mortal, it would be impossible to do the job. How does Donald Trump do it every day? Being dragged down in the mud by these people. These creeps. And the Supreme Court could have clearly today just said, hey, suck a lemon, you demon rats. Suck a lemon. Leave the president alone. If you don't like the president, put up another candidate and campaign in the next election. Don't have a non-stop, 7-day-a-week, 365-and-a-quarter-day-a-year impeachment proceeding that includes subpoenaing all of his records and using the totally corrupt media. I mean, folks, it's so bad. We're so gone in this country. He says, and the Democrats send everything to politically corrupt New York. So the Supreme Court said we're sending this case back down to the lower court. So we're punting. We're not deciding the issue. We're sending it back down to the lower court. But they sent it down with instructions that allow the federal court of the Southern District of New York to subpoena all of the president's papers, his private papers, his taxes, everything. That's insane. It's nuts. They just castrated the presidency of the United States. These are idiots on the Supreme Court. Where's Antonin Scalia when we need him? Scalia would have whip these people into shape. We don't have anyone of the Scalia's caliber on the Supreme Court. So now the president is thrown to the wolves in politically corrupt New York, which is falling apart, I'm reading the president, with everyone leaving to give it a second, third, and fourth try. Now the Supreme Court gives a delay ruling that they would never have given for another president. This is about prosecutorial misconduct. There you go. I've got them in the right order now. There you go. So, I mean, it's amazing. Do we even deserve this man? We don't. We don't. But that just doesn't faze him. He loves the country so much that, that's not a part of the question. He said the Supreme Court sends back to lower court arguments to continue. This is all a political prosecution. I won the Mueller witch hunt and others, and now I have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. Not fair to this presidency or administration. And so that's an amazing statement there from our president. Let me go to your calls here. Maybe someone out there has a good observation. Today, 800-313-9443. Let's see what's at the top of the Breitbart. Oh, I love this little puke, Anthony Fauci. Hard-hit states should pause reopening. What a punk Anthony Fauci is. Let's see what this little piece of garbage has to say. During an interview with The Hill on Thursday, White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I pronounce it Fauchenstein, stated that he doesn't think we need to revert back to an extreme of shutting back down, but that hard-hit states should start pausing in their opening process, looking at what did not work well and try to mitigate that. He said, I hope we don't have to resort to shutdown. What a lying sack of garbage. Please, somebody get Fauci off the stage. Now, we can't do that because the puke media will bring him back again and again and again. But I like, you know, like I noticed at my, up here in North Dakota, I was at the city swimming pool with my son today. The pool was packed. I loved it. Nobody would dream of wearing a mask. Nobody was social distancing. What stupidity. We were having fun in the sun, swimming, getting exercise, getting vitamin D3. I still haven't met anybody. I haven't even heard of anybody in North Dakota who has any serious illness. There are no young people. And damn, our schools better reopen on time, in full. What is the stupidity? I mean, if we fall for this, folks, we don't deserve freedom. If we reopen schools where kids have to sit 6 feet apart from each other, then we're nuts. We are nuts and we are castrated. No guts, no brains. If we put up with that kind of crap. If your kid can't sit next to the next kid at a desk the way your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your great-great-grandparents, your great-great-great-grandparents all did all their lives, if you think something's changed, then it's okay for a little punk like Anthony Fauci, a little left-wing traitor like Anthony Fauci, to trash our whole economy. People have to lose their jobs, people's lives, whole livelihoods and incomes, the work of their whole life, sent down the drain by this little puke, this little punk, who's a liar, who doesn't even know medicine, can't get it straight. If we're going to have a country that's run by President Fauchenstein, then we deserve slavery. Where is our guts? Where is our brains? Those kids better be back in school sitting next to each other and not in staggered shifts, online classes, and other bullshit. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Because I can get riled. Well, I'm riled. Okay, I'm looking at this BS spewing out of our government. Not of our government, their government. Okay, we're supposed to believe that 500, and this is the Johns Hopkins, the pretend doctors at Johns Hopkins, 554,000 people have died of the Kung Flu worldwide. Okay. And of those, 133,000 are Americans. In other words, more than one in four, more than one in four in the world lives right here in River City, right here in the USA. More than one in four. Now, what percentage of the world's population are we? And what kind of, I'm going to ask a couple questions here. And this is Kelso saying, what's wrong with this picture, boys and girls? We're being lied to, boys and girls. We're getting the bullshit shoveled on us, fast and furious, hot and heavy. When are we going to fight back? When are we going to tell them to go to hell? We're supposed to believe that more than one in four deaths are in the USA. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the world has more than 7.5 billion people, which means we're fewer than one in 25. We're 1/25th of the world's population. But you're asked to swallow, like swallowing a ventilator tube, that we have more than one in four of the fatalities. Bullshit! That's impossible! That's lying! That's impossible! Why is it impossible? We have more fatalities than the rest of the world. We have a higher rate of fatality than the rest of the world, much of which doesn't even have hospitals, which has third world healthcare, which has no sanitation, no public health. We have the best medical system in the world by far. We have the best environment, the best air, water, the best cities in the world. We live in homes. I'm looking out on my front yard with grass on the side, grass in the back, trees all around, fresh air, blue sky. The rest of the world doesn't get that. They don't get blue. In Europe, do you think they have blue sky? Do you think people have a green grass front yard, two side yards, and a backyard for a lower middle class person like me? Forget about it. Only in America. Only in America. And we're supposedly dying like flies? We're dying at a rate greater, worse than Sri Lanka or Nigeria or Bungla Bambla. Bumistan? That's bullshit. It's impossible. It's impossible. And yet we believe this crap. And we drive around with masks. And we're going to let them not send our children to school. We let them take them out of school for the last school year. What suckers we are. What dopes. What idiots. What an unworthy population we are. We ought to take these educationists and tell them to shove it and take their propaganda that they're feeding our children and shove it. Middle class America, normal America, real America needs to go into revolt. And if we get Joe Biden in a supposedly fair ballot, that's where we're heading, folks. That is where we're heading. This bullshit virus started when? When did they start shoving this stuff at us? February? March? April? May? June? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, July? 6 months? And I saw a headline yesterday where some of these, you know, you got to use four-letter words to describe these people. A bastards is just a kind of a low-intensity word that describes these pretend doctors who announced yesterday out of Johns Hopkins that we may need to wear masks for years. Years! They said years! Folks, when you have to wear masks for years for a cold, you're done. You're finished. Your society is gone. You have no more balls. You are cowards. And you are stupid. And you cannot maintain a free society as stupid cowards. So this is going to be damned interesting to see what happens. Well, I mean, it isn't interesting. It's painful. We got a couple callers here. We'll go first to Kyle in Berlin after this break. Stay tuned.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Back, folks, and you know, let me give you something here. I just discovered it myself just this very moment about how much the media, the lying that's being heaped upon us, is choking us off. I just found out a few seconds ago, thanks to Donald Trump, thanks to his Twitter feed, I would otherwise never have heard of this. I'm just now getting, I'm going to listen to it with you. Have you ever heard of a place called Lake Murray in South Carolina? I think that's where it is, Lake Murray. Let me write this down. And on the 4th of July, thousands of boats congregated on Lake Murray. Now, there's thousands of Patriot families hauled their boat out of the water, hauled it over to Lake Murray in South Carolina from all over the country and put out on the water. And I'm looking at a picture, as far as the eye can see, boats, forget the social distancing, boats as far as the eye can see. You can walk from boat to boat and cross Lake Murray. Did you hear about this? Did you see this on the news? Did Chris Cuomo cover this? This is a story. This is a story, folks. And this is the love that Patriot America has for Donald Trump. They all came there. One guy organized this. Just one guy out of the blue said, let's celebrate our president in our boats on Lake Murray in South Carolina. And by the thousands, they came. Now, let me play this little clip for you. It's got 5 million views, this little clip.
Thousands of boats. It's beautiful.
On Sunday, the Trump boat parade brought thousands out to Lake Murray, a parade that started out as an event posting on Facebook.
Me and some buddies decided to create this event when we saw it in Charleston and posted it on Facebook about 3 weeks ago.
Jason Klein says he wasn't expecting the huge response.
We were hoping for a couple hundred boats and a good day on Lake Murray. We're expecting 2,000 to 3,000 boats.
Jason Klein says people from 11 different states in every county in South Carolina came here to Lake Murray for the Trump boat parade.
I'm from Spring City, Pennsylvania, about 25 miles west of Philadelphia. And I saw this this spectacle and had to be a part of it.
From Wisconsin. Kind of overwhelming with how many people are here.
A DJ, paratroopers, and thousands with boats for the 22-mile parade.
Now, you just heard a guy who drove his boat from Wisconsin to South Carolina. That's how much love, enthusiasm, fire we patriots have for what Donald Trump is doing. But it didn't happen, folks. Crickets, memory hole. There were never thousands of boats on Lake Murray in South Carolina. It never happened. Meanwhile, you got to see Joe Biden on TV, even on Fox. They put him on, I don't know what, how long did Joe Biden talk, even on Fox? And he was talking, folks, I swear to you, he was reading a teleprompter. This was a press conference at which he's reading a teleprompter. Come on! You can see him looking left at the prompter over there, right, prompter over there, left, right. And he's trying to sound like he's impromptu, like he, instead of saying working man, he says working man. Oh, Joe Biden, who's never had a damned honest job in his life. He's been a politician his whole damn life. He's been corrupt his whole damn life. He's going to talk about the working man? Who's he imitating? Merle Haggard? Working man blues? My God. Here it is.
So their support for President Trump.
Supporting our great president and our great country on 4th of July weekend.
In Chapin, Chloe Carlson, Watch Fox News.
You know, this only appears on local news. Wherever Lake Murray is in South Carolina. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's as if we live in an alternate parallel universe. We've got some callers here. Kyle in Berlin. I don't know what Berlin he was in. Kyle, call back if he's from Berlin, Germany, maybe. I don't know. There are a lot of Berlins in the United States. Let's go to James in Charlotte. James, are you there?
How are you doing tonight? Don't get too pumped up now. I think you were getting a little bit too carried away there, going after Biden and some of these others.
I'll tell you what's missing. I'll tell you what. You know what? Yeah, you could call it compensation. I'm trying to blow my fuses. Not enough Americans are blowing their fuses, so I'm overloading my circuit boards. Hoping maybe I can, you know, get some current to flow out to other circuit boards, because people have got to blow their fuses. This is not, it's not okay what's happening. We're about to lose everything. I tell you, James, if Joe Biden wins the presidency, I think there's a very real possibility there will never be another Patriot president ever in America, ever in 1,000 years, ever. America, they will open the borders, and America will become a third world nation. The people that I am part of, that I am a, that who my ancestors buried all over this country who have entrusted the fate of this country to my generation, they will, their country will be gone. And we will be, you know, what, how do they say it? Guatemala. We will be Guatemala or Honduras, you know, or Mogadishu. We will be overrun. Joe Biden will open the floodgates. He will throw open the gates of Troy. And, you know, the enemy will enter our city, never to leave. They will never be expelled. This is incredibly, and let me get even more pessimistic and bum more people out. I'm hoping to just overload your circuits, folks. I want to see those circuit breakers blowing. The even with Donald Trump, even if Donald Trump gets reelected on November 3rd, we still may be lost. Donald Trump, as great as he is, may be too little, too late. It's that bad. That is how bad it is. We basically have almost nothing in this country. We have no media. We do not control the internet. We don't have any control over print media. We really don't control the government. The deep state is gone. There's no, you know, this was one of the really nasty surprises for me, James. I don't know why I thought this, but somewhere in the recesses of my mind, I thought, you know what? Years ago, I used to even talk this way. I used to think that in certain parts of the government, there's a reservoir of patriots who are quiet. You know, they're quietly in there, and they're like you and me, James. They're patriots, and they're in there, and they're organizing a resistance. And I thought, I fantasized, and now I know it was just fantasy. I was just delusional. I thought they were in the military. I thought they were in the FBI. That's really delusional. I thought they were in, police departments, not so delusional. I think there are some patriots in the police departments. But I thought there was something somewhere. I don't think there was. I think the deep state and the rot, this is like, you know, I'll try to think of a metaphor, an analogy here. Have you ever been in a situation, folks, with termites where you see a couple termites and you go, I'll do a little local treatment and get rid of those few termites I saw. Then you start opening up the siding. You start looking in the wood. And then you start to say, oh, my God. You start, you take a crowbar and you tap it on every 2x4 and it's hollow. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And then you realize this structure is finished. And that's the way termites work. It's a good analogy. It was apt. Termites work that way. I don't know if you've much on termites out there, folks, but they eat your timbers from inside and very carefully. It's unbelievable. They don't eat through to the outside. They leave the skin of each piece of wood. They leave that intact. I don't know how they do it. So it looks like a good 2x4, a good 2x6, a good 2x8. It looks like a good 2x10, but it's so weak you could snap it. And that's what our country has become. It's been eaten from inside by these termites. And so even if Donald Trump is reelected, we may not have enough here. But I'm having the dry heaves looking at this, realizing, you know what? Joe Biden may win. You know, Nancy Pelosi, Paul Ryan managed to piss away the House of Representatives. And now we have Nancy Pelosi. Every time I see her face on my screen, I'm going to throw up. Mitch McConnell is the leader of the Senate. Oh, come on. We don't have enough patriots. We have this tiny little band of patriots. You know, we got, you know, Jim Jordan, you know, and just a few. And Donald Trump. These are brave, brave people. And so now, James, try to calm me down. You can't, but go ahead. Give it a try.
Well, no, I was just going to mention a couple of things. And, I'll go ahead and do this at the risk of setting you off again. I just happened to was curious about a couple of things. Do you know when Dr. Fauci completed his residency and actually became a doctor? What year that was?
I have no idea. He's been in like six administrations, but when was it?
That was he actually completed residency in May of 1968, and you know when he joined the National Institutes of Health? That would be June of 1968. He's never practiced medicine. He's been in government since the day he got out of.
Okay, that's a very interesting point. June of 1968. That was my 20th birthday. And that's a very interesting point. The I like what you're saying. He's never actually been a real doctor. Right. He's been a medical bureaucrat, a would-be medical dictator for his whole life.
Yeah. If Biden becomes president, he'd probably make Fauci, what is the head of the medicine, the Surgeon General, or probably making something like that. He would be in total control.
Well, he is in total control, because if we don't, and I like it, some of the people who've made commentaries have been very, very good, very good. We have a few patriots left. I mean, we do have some good ones here, and we'll be figuring out if Trump loses, trust me, James, you and I and the rest of us and those thousands of people on their boats at Lake Murray, you know, there are a lot of us. We have a lot of patriots, but it needs to be more. But the we'll be finding out here shortly what we're going to do here with. But we've got to one thing. I'll tell you one project. It has to get done, and we're paying for not having gotten it done. We're paying for it right now. We should have put together a full-on patriot media in Trump's first 4 years. Trump knows it. He's advocated it. He's urged it on us, and we just haven't done it. Instead, we've limped along with the half-ass Fox News, half of it good, half of it really bad. By the way, I was so happy this piece of garbage, Ed Henry, got bounced out of Fox News for sex improprieties. I love it. I love it. This garbage, Ed Henry, who stepped in to replace another piece of garbage, Shepard Smith. And Ed Henry's partner, what's her name? Is it Sandra Smith? She's horrible. But they've got a whole bunch of these people on Fox. But that we had that half-assed Fox, and we've settled for that. We shouldn't have. We should have built a full-on paper, print, radio, television powerhouse of patriot media with Donald Trump wall-to-wall, nothing but patriots allowed in the door. We needed that media. We still need it. We still need to build it. We still can build it, but we've got to do that. We've got to take back our institutions, the media. We have to take back our schools. The parents have to stop rolling over in the local school districts. They've got to take back control of their schools. Tell these educationists of the NEA and so on to go to hell. These are your children. You pay the taxes. These people are parasites. You're paying for your own destruction. Get in there and make some waves. Say, what are you teaching? What the hell? I'm not having that. You're spending my money. You work for me, jerk. I don't work for you. I'll tell you how bad it is. I had to get this. This is how pretentious these educationists are. I had one of my children had a few tardies. I mean, nothing. A few tardies. Now get this. The principal, the puke principal, before I pulled my kid out of that school, the principal had a conference in her office with me and said, the next time my child has a tardy, there will be somebody from the police department in the room. Can you believe that, James? Okay, well, we got Kyle back. But folks, that's how bad it is. These people are like Anthony Fauci. These school administrators, they're all a bunch of little Anthony Faucis. And you need to let them know you are paying the taxes. You pay all the property taxes. And it's your school, and they're your children, most importantly. Come on, America. Grow a pair. Don't put up with this crap. All right, Kyle, where are you calling from, Kyle?
All right, well, I'm actually in Germany at the moment. I'm in Berlin.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, thank you very much for calling. I've been telling our audience that all of the European countries, Great Britain, France, Italy, Germany, the Netherlands, Denmark, all of them have completed. You guys have gotten through the China flu. You're done with it. The new cases are not happening. Deaths are not happening. You guys got through it, but they're prolonging it here in the U.S. Were you aware of that? That they're stretching it out in the U.S. Does that make sense to you, Kyle?
No, by all means, because in fact, I'm in the business of the PPE business, and what people don't realize is the fact that rapid tests, which is the IgM, IgG test, and also the nucleic acid test, is almost 90% inaccurate.
Well, oh, so that's very interesting.
Test them to the high heavens, and they ain't going to make nothing about a difference.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, if folks, this is how stupid testing is. If you take a China virus test, at noon, you better and you test negative. Well, and then you walk out the door and walk past two or three people. You better walk back in and take it again, because you might now have the virus. It's totally stupid, folks.
Yeah.
It's meaningless.
Yeah.
If
Indeed.
You test, yeah, go ahead.
Indeed, but the thing is, the case in point, and it's so simple, and it's on Twitter, they're kind of aware of it, but the mainstream media are keeping it secret. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister, he's a bit of a buffoon, of course, of the UK. He was tested positive, and he was apparently on death's door, and then 2 weeks later, and he tested negative. Let's be logical about this. If you were dying of something, you would still have the antibodies in your system after 2 weeks. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, no, it's utterly nuts. And now let me read you. I'll read you, Kyle, and thank you for calling. He says this: for the 100th time, this is the president tweeting today, earlier today, the reason we show so many cases compared to other countries that haven't done nearly as well as we have is that our testing is much bigger and better. We have tested 40 million people. He says, if we did 20 million tests instead, the cases would be cut in half, etc. And this is not reported. So what he's saying is this, Kyle, this is what we're doing here. And it's nuts. And the media knows what's going on. They know what the lie is. Everybody, we're being driven into a panic. And I'll tell you, the guy who got it right is George Orwell. George Orwell predicted all of this. The population. Yes, George Orwell's got it, folks. They control your means of information, your communication, and they can drive you into a panic. They can drive you into hysteria, into mob behavior. They're now doing this. And all of you people out there that I say, you lack brains and you lack balls, you've been panicked into thinking there's some horrible illness that's lurking around the corner that's going to grab you by the throat. And therefore, you in a panic, you must submit to whatever crap the government dishes out. It's not true. Why did you let them close your companies?
No, yeah.
Why did you let them close your schools? Why do you make them? I can't believe it. Governor Abbott in Texas, this spineless worm who's supposed to be a conservative Republican in Texas. Governor Abbott orders everybody in Texas that you have to wear a mask outdoors. And get this, I'm watching Vice President Pence come down the stairs out of Air Force Two, I guess it is, today. And there's the military guard at the bottom waiting for him, standing stiff at attention. They're not wearing masks with all these ribbons and brass on their chest. They're not wearing masks. And the damn vice president has a stupid mask all over his face. And he's walking in the clear blue sky with the sun and the wind blowing him as he comes down the from this jet out of the sky. What is going on? No. Come on, Vice President Pence.
No,
grow
indeed,
up there.
Indeed,
you don't need
indeed.
To. And here's the problem.
Yeah,
Kyle, these masks are a mark of submission.
Indeed. And you know what? Any American, and I'm a European, of course, but any American worth of salt needs to read Eustace Mullins, because he knew what was going on big time.
Well, and many others, you know, I would most heartily recommend George Orwell, who is my cousin. Eric Arthur Blair was his actual birth name. And I think he's my sixth cousin. He took the name of his favorite river, the Orwell in Britain, for his pen name. Used to be a left winger, a liberal, a radical leftist. He saw
a propagandist for the BBC.
He saw in the Spanish Civil War how the left works, and he said, I'm not, and he went to the right, and he wrote this most prophetic book. It's the one you all ought to read. In fact, shame on me, I haven't had my two children read it yet. 1984, which came out of the year I was born, 1948.
No. May I ask you a question while we're on the air here? What's your opinion of Trump?
He is the greatest man alive on earth today. He's the greatest political figure in history. He is a miracle. That we shouldn't have gotten him in 2016, and we shouldn't have this chance that we have to save our country, to save our people. We shouldn't have it. And let me say this to you as a European, and I so much appreciate your call, is that Europe has, you have a couple of really good figures. Viktor Orban in Hungary is a great one. You have a couple of others, but Hungary is just a small nation of 10 million people.
It's not a terribly important country.
No, it's not. America is the big dog and among our European people. And so Donald Trump is unique. He is the enemy that the left has to stamp out. That's part of my opinion of Trump. I'm sorry that we run out of time.
I mean, with all due respect, I think you've got to...
Kyle, I'll give you a rain check, and you come back with more of what you think of Trump in another call. I really appreciate your calling all the way from Europe. Thank you, sir.
All right,
we got to go. The music rules here. And we'll meet up again tomorrow in the Trump Clubhouse. See you later, folks.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.